gonna be fun.
Oh, I love this music. I actually love music from like the 30s and the 40s because I'm weird.
Love and marriage.
Love and marriage.
Go together like a horse and carriage.
So cute.
I tell you, brother.
For whatever reason, you can't. Alex likes to check on the health of my marriage at times. And I'm like, okay, we can do that. We can check on my marriage. And on the phone this morning, my wonderful wife, Lindsay. Hello.
Hello.
Lindsay, it sounded like you were exercising a demon there for a minute.
Yeah, did you just rip one on the toilet? What was that?
I'm sorry.
I'll let you hear that later on the podcast.
It sounded like this.
Hello, Lindsay. Hi.
Joe, I'd be worried if I
caught her. She's in a good mood today.
She's a shape-shifting reptilian. Yeah, I knew it.
All right, so Lindsay, basically to explain to Lindsay and everybody else what we're doing is I found something really cute on the internet yesterday. It's a marital rating scale, but it's from 1939.
When women were women and did women stuff.
Yeah, when women would make sandwiches and all that.
Yep, had my damn dinner ready when I got home. That never happens anymore.
So probably those are the types of things that are going to be on this to determine if your marriage is good or not. So it's this marital rating scale. It's from a doctor. It says George W. Crane came up with this. He was a PhD, MD.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Crane. Good guy.
And there's two separate charts. One, a husband's chart that I will ask Lindsay. She will rate you, Joe. And then a wife's chart I will ask you, Joe, and we will rate Lindsay.
Let's do Lindsay first because I'm sure she's already late to her job at Finish Line, and I don't want her to get fired.
Okay, so each of these for you and her has 12 questions. Some are considered demerits, and some are considered merits. And basically, there's like a key. We'll post it on Instagram so you can see the chart and do this for yourself if you want for you and your spouse to have just for fun.
Yeah, lead to some divorces. Let's do
obviously,
that.
This is like very outdated, but
answer
so anyway,
honestly, okay,
yeah, the key is kind of confusing if you can't see the chart, so I'll just put that on Instagram. But anyway, I'm just going to ask you these questions, Lindsay and Joe, and then right now with Lindsay, just say yes or no, and then I will mark according to the chart. So, does Joe stare at or flirt with other women while out with you?
No.
Okay. Does he read newspaper at the table?
No.
Does he fail to come?
I was going to say he reads his phone. They didn't have that option in the 30s.
Yeah, do we do it again according to verbatim what the chart says, or
I would say no because, like, the newspaper is the newspaper. I'm not looking at my phone for news. I'm looking for, like, just dumb videos and stuff. I don't think that's the same. I would say no. I don't, like, we actually get the paper at our house, but I don't read it.
Okay. Does he fail to come to the table promptly when the meal is ready?
No.
So he does or doesn't come to the table on time when you say it's time to eat?
He doesn't. I usually have to tell him several times that dinner is ready.
Okay. Does he ever bring guests over for meals without warning you?
No.
Okay. Does he tell you whenever he's going to be late for dinner? Does he call you?
I guess I'll say yes. It like never really happens that he's late for dinner, but usually he's not going to be home, he tells me.
So I'll say that's a positive. Okay, so does he compare you unfavorably with his mother or other wives?
Not so much anymore. He has in the past.
So are we saying he does or doesn't?
I never compared you to my mom.
Or to other women. Like, he sees, like, well, so-and-so's
other
wife
wives.
Does this.
Who else did I compare you? Oh, okay.
Do you do that or no? Or does he do that or no, Lindsay?
He has before,
all right,
I guess we'll say yes.
Okay, that was a bad one. You got 5 negative points there.
Damn! Thanks!
Don't tell him.
Does he publicly praise does he publicly praise bachelor days and regrets having been married? I'm going to answer that for you and say yes.
Yes.
I would have said no, but okay.
Does he criticize you?
My wife said no. You got to go with my wife.
Here's another negative points. Does he criticize you in public? Yes.
Wait, you're not my wife?
Sorry, I know those.
You do.
Okay, does he belch without apology or blow nose at the table?
Yes.
Okay, does he leave dresser drawers open?
No.
Okay, leave shoes in the living room?
Yes.
And snores.
I do too, but does he snore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So now here's the good things. Does he give you an ample allowance or turn his paycheck over to you?
Remember, this was 1939.
I'm surprised this is in there. So they think this is a positive in your marriage if the guy gives his whole paycheck to you, or does he give you a ton of money to blow? No?
Lindsay?
Oh, I think your phone's
cutting out.
Wait, does he give you the ample allowance, Lindsay?
Lindsay, wherever you're at, move. You're in a terrible spot in our house with no signal. Move, move, move. There we go.
I moved. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Don't move anymore. Okay. Stay there.
Does Joe give you a bunch of spending money?
No.
Okay. So I guess I would put zero. Okay. So is he courteous to your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put up with them. They're lame, but
frequently compliments you, your looks, cooking, housekeeping, etc.
Sure.
Okay, that's good. Plus five.
Answer honestly,
does
Lindsay.
Does he remember birthdays and anniversaries?
Yes.
Okay. Does he help you with dishes, caring for children, and scrubbing? Scrubbing, yeah, right.
Scrub that ass.
Ew.
I guess I'll say yes.
Okay. Is he polite and mannerly even when alone with you?
Not all the time, no.
Okay. Does he consult your opinion for business and social affairs?
Not really.
Okay. Does he have a date with you at least once a week?
No.
Does he read newspaper books or magazines aloud to you? Oh, I guess that's supposed to be romantic if you read
a
book out loud.
I know you're a woman and can't read, so let me read this for you.
He doesn't. I don't think that's a negative, but
okay.
He doesn't.
A good conversationalist. Ooh, does he get it all out in the radio and have none left for you?
Yeah, kind
Uh-oh.
Of.
Joe, you're not doing good.
No.
Steady worker and good provider.
Yeah.
Why was there a hesitation? I'd bust my ass.
Does he leave the car for you on days that you may need it? Because, you know, you don't drive your own car.
I know. That's another one where it's, like, not really applicable.
Okay.
If I needed it, he would.
Okay.
So.
All right. So let's add these up. So in the negatives.
Hold on. 1 second. Can you just point to Joe? Look, he's changed color.
I didn't change
color. He has completely changed hues.
All right. So in the positive column, so there's a demerit column, remember, and a merits column. In the positive column, he is 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18. He got 18 points, which is puts you already there without taking the negatives out in the very poor failure portion of the key.
What?
And then when you take out the negatives, you got a 10, hold on, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So you got a score of 3, which is in the very poor failure in the 0 to 24 section. So you only got a score of plus 3. According to this 1939
chart. So I'm a bad husband.
Very horrible.
All right.
Relax, Joe. It is your turn.
Now it's your turn.
All right. We're going to do it next. 317-239-1009. You can let us know what you think about this whole thing here, how your husband or wife stacks up.